I recognize that this is not an audio that I can put anywhere. It doesn't fit with what people expect from Gone Wild audio, which I don't post in any way, but I respect the drip, respect the community. Just not for me to create for. And it's not a pillow talk audio because I like the idea of reverse comfort. I don't know that this is a time that I want to do that. So I guess, I don't know. It doesn't matter. No one's listening to this. But I just found out my grandma died. I know. I know that's not incredible, or I don't know, super noteworthy, especially because I just turned 30, and this is the first. I guess it's the second grandparent, but the first one that I've been close to. It's just, I, in like an hour and a half, am gonna be taking a huge test that I need to pass to continue on towards getting my license. I'm like, oh, cool timing, Grandma. But I don't know if any of you have experienced this. It's bittersweet. I think, in the best case scenario, death is always bittersweet. When it's just a pure tragedy, I don't know that pain, and I can't imagine that pain. But for me, she was pretty old. She was in her 80s, and she had struggled and dealt with Parkinson's, pretty advanced Parkinson's, for the last like 5 years. So it was at the point where she couldn't really communicate. She couldn't move on her own. She was sleeping a lot. You would go and visit her, and it would seem like she wasn't paying attention, but every once in a while she would be able to like produce some sounds or something to let you know that she knew who you were, knew you were there. Honestly, it was way harder to see her that way than it would have been if she had been like in a coma, or, you know, I don't know. It was just so hard to know that she could still like hear and understand everything that was going on, but couldn't communicate. Like, how isolating. How utterly isolating that is. And then, of course, COVID comes. COVID comes, and she's in this. Girl, really? She's in this assisted living facility that got hit hard with coronavirus, to the point where, like, out of everyone who's there, she was one of four that was negative. Eva, I swear to God. It's whatever. I'm verbal processing. I'm not gonna post this anywhere. She was one of four. We couldn't see her for 5 months. My grandpa couldn't see her for 5 months. He knew how many days how many days it had been since he had seen his wife. And, you know, with so many people who are positive, it's like, is the staff there explaining to her what's going on? And if they are, how often? We don't know how long her memory lasts. You know, we don't know. At a certain point, you can assess for other things. You know, we know she has Parkinson's. Does she have dementia? Who knows? She can't tell you one way or the other. So it's like, does she know what's happening? Nobody's there to feed her lunch over the course of 2 hours because she eats so slowly and so little and will kind of like push things away and be like, no, I'm full. And you go back 5 minutes later and she'll eat a little bit more. Like, who's there doing that? The staff doesn't have time for that. And that's no disrespect to the staff. Like, I know they were working hard and doing the best they could at their jobs. And it's just crazy. Having boundaries. I'm not going to return a text from a client at 9 o'clock at night. I need to get a 70 on this test. Have I studied for it? A little. Enough? Of course not. Oh my God. That was gross. I'm sorry you had to hear that. I wish I had somebody to call. Yeah. I wish I had somebody to call.